let's talk art. Have you noticed for every time Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr declares there are no plans to sell off DIA treasures to satisfy creditors, he then says all options are on the table. Detroit Institute of Arts officials are leaving no stone unturned as they work to protect its collection from the storm of Detroit's bankruptcy. We got to wondering, with the art world's attention focused on the DIA, how are other art museums in Michigan faring? And just how are they drawing in visitors in this digital age when most of us can look at priceless art images with just a few clicks of a mouse? Joining us for this discussion is Bridge magazine contributing writer Nancy Derringer. Her recent piece in Bridge had the hopeful headline, "Far from Bankrupt, Michigan Art Museums Thrive Despite Economic Woes." Nancy, welcome back to Stateside.
Oh, thanks for having me, Cindy.
And joining Nancy is the director of the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. A pleasure to welcome Jim Bridenstine.
Thank you.
Good to have you both with us in Talking Art. Nancy, I want to start with you. You checked out the health of art museums all over Michigan. How would you grade their collective health and vitality?
Well, if people like Jim are to be believed, they're generally doing pretty well. They certainly went through a rough patch during the recession, and I think Jim was one who had to take some pretty hard hits, and you know, in his compensation and for his employees and so forth. But they seem to have come through it okay. None have had to close, none have had to, you know, curtail hours or anything like that. You know, I think a lot of people, from some of the commentary, the casual commentary that I hear surrounding the DIA's problems, a lot of people don't seem to really understand how art museums work, and they're all different. They don't have massive budgets, generally speaking, and so I think they were able to come through the worst of the recession and emerge on the other side in fairly good shape.
Jim's headed the KIA since 1990, right, Jim?
That's right, long time.
And
you've ups and downs for almost 25 years.
I'm particularly interested in the steps you had to take during the recession to kind of roll with those punches. Talk a little about what you had to do.
When the Great Recession began, we were having a major exhibition on loan from the New Orleans Museum of Art, Masterworks, and we had great expectation for income with people buying the tickets for the show or buying works at the catalogs and so forth, and it just didn't happen. And so for 6 months into my fiscal year, I had about a $1.2 million deficit and a $4.2 million budget.
Oof.
So we had to do something. My two goals, which I said to Nancy, were that nobody's going to lose their job and no one's going to lose health insurance and everything else is on the table. So we eliminated things, travel, cut back on this, staff members, their match for retirement was eliminated. People took a pay cut, and I think, Cindy, I came up with a concept which I hadn't heard of before, but everybody took the first number of their annual salary. So the maintenance man is making $12 an hour, makes $24,000 a year. He took 2%.
Hmm.
Curator making $45,000 took 4. I took the biggest, obviously. And we got through that. I had a staff member, maintenance man, come to me and say, "Well, why don't we sell that?" Pointing to our famous Helen Frankenthaler painting in the lobby. And I said, "You know, Neil, if we do that this year, the next year," and I pointed to the Calder Mobile hanging from the lobby ceiling, and I said, "No, that goes, and that goes, and we can't do that." And he understood, and everybody understood that we're not selling artwork to make, you know, balance the budget sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got through that year. We've things have gotten better and better in terms of how we're supported, earned income, development activities, and endowment income. And those three components really provide the funding that, you know, basically supports the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts.
Can we all acknowledge at this point what a great boss Jim was?
Yeah.
he took the biggest pay cut of the entire
staff.
Well,
of course I took the biggest pay cut.
Contrast that to some of the other businesses that did the same thing during the same period. It's quite different.
No.
But anyway.
No. we will survive, Cindy, like any organization. We're small. We've got basically probably about 35 permanent employees, most of whom maybe there's four or five that are part-time, rest or full-time. And we've got a lot of faculty that are part-time and, you know, temporary. But with, you know, we're a small group, as I've been described by board members and others, you know, you run the place like a family. Mm-hmm. Well, I do run it like a family, not like a business. And yet we have business-like approach to everything we do. And, you know, we've been pretty successful running it that way.
That was Jim Bridenstine speaking. He is the director of the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts, and he is joined for this conversation by Bridge Magazine contributing writer Nancy Derringer, who wrote a piece in Bridge recently looking at Michigan's art museums and their collective health. And Nancy, what are some of the other museums in Michigan that caught your eye?
Well, obviously, you know, the DIA is probably, you know, the crown jewel of the state. And but, you know, the last question I asked Graham Beal before we concluded our interview is, you know, besides yours, what do you think is the best? And he named Kalamazoo. He also...
it didn't cost me anything, too, for him to do that.
Yeah, I would also single out Flint. I was really touched. I'm not a Michigan native. I've lived here about 8 years, and I had never heard the story of the Flint Cultural Center before. And, you know, this idea that this solidly blue-collar city, you know, once had this movement to improve, you know, everyone's experience with art and beauty by establishing this cultural center, that was one that really kind of touched me. I would really like to visit the Flint Institute of Arts at some point. Grand Rapids is probably another one that is a must-see. They had a new building in 2007. They're a big part of the art prize scene over there when art prize is going on. And they're, you know, I think the director said they have a park that's they're adjacent to that's designed by Maya Lin. They're right in the heart of downtown. So I think that would be another one that I would want to see. And then, of course, if you like contemporary, you have to go to the Broad Museum in East Lansing.
Where the building itself is a work of art.
Yes, very avant-garde. So...
We've talked about weathering the financial downturn. Jim, what's the challenge for the director of an art museum to get people to come through the doors in an age when anyone could boot up their laptop and click, 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 and you've got images and information right there in their lap? What do you do with the museum experience?
Well, we're I think, basically unique in the state of Michigan in that our mission, and we'll be 90 years old next year, is twofold. One is to promote the creation of art, which we have a school, which is community-based. I had over 3,000 students last year who took classes here. And we offer over 300 classes, and, you know, every medium from, you know, weaving and jewelry to painting and printmaking, ceramics, and so forth. So you've got an incredible number of people who come to the Art Institute to be able to do something with their hands in their head that they can't do on a laptop. Then this sort of supports the second half of our mission, which is the appreciation of art. We have an excellent series of exhibitions. We just closed the West Michigan Area Show, which is works by artists. It was juried, and we had about 130 works from about 700 submitted from Grand Rapids, Muskegon, you know, Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, all West Michigan, basically. So you have exhibitions, and then there's also a wonderful permanent collection that is growing. And in fact, we're opening a show this week of recent acquisitions, almost 100 new works that we've acquired in the last couple of years. People are anxious to see what's new, what's different, what's exciting. And, you know, when every work of art on the screen looks the exact same size, it doesn't compare with walking in and saying, oh, my God, I didn't think it was that big or that small or, you know, that realistic or, you know, how that, you know, that abstract, I have to be there and I'm just sort of, you know, I'm just surrounded by this work, that Frankenthaler I'm thinking of in our lobby. I mean, you stand in front of it and your peripheral vision from left to right is completely enclosed in this painting. So, I mean, there's just, you know, wonderful things, wonderful tours, wonderful programs. People do get involved. People do come. They support it as a community, part of our community, but our visitors, you know, we have them from states all over the country that will come, because this institution is, once they've come, I believe, they think and see that it's better than they thought it was when they came. And that keeps people here by word of mouth from what the programs and activities that we offer.
Nancy Derringer, your review of the State's Art Museums found something that I thought, well, speaking of rolling with the punches, that the DIA's attendance has actually been helped by all the headlines?
Oh, yeah. They're packing them in. I mean, you know, it's hard to separate out what the publicity over the, you know, the bankruptcy did, as well as the fact that it's now free to residents of Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County, free admission. But then I think there's no question that all the publicity has sent people flocking to the place.
Jim Bridenstine, have you seen any splash over, if you will, in the fact that the state is talking about art museums and art collections? Have you seen any spillover for you?
Well, I'd have to say that dozens of people have said to me, what do you think about what's happening in Detroit? I worked as a curator at the Detroit Institute of Arts for 10 years, and so I know Detroit. I know the collection fairly well, and I explained to them that, you know, I hope and certainly pray that nothing happens to anything in the collection. I did point out that the governance is very different from the museum in Detroit and the museum in Kalamazoo, which is like most museums, I believe. They are, you know, they're privately supported by members who, as members, contribute and from the grants and, you know, if you have an endowment and so forth, that support the institution. I mean, no, that's true of Grand Rapids, for example. And, you know, people are coming. They're enjoying our collection. I think it's raised the awareness in people's minds that, you know, the importance of art museums and that there are some incredible works of art in these museums that you can go and see for free that, you know, they you know, hadn't heard about before, didn't think about. You know, it's amazing.
Jim Bridenstine is the director of the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts, and he was joined by Nancy Derringer, Bridge Magazine writer. And thanks to both of you for a great conversation on art museums in Michigan.
Thank you. And Cindy, do come visit us. I'll give you a behind-the-scenes tour. Thank you very much.
Thank you.